It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Fraser Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
Good evening. Here we are at the beautiful GRC Arena right here on the campus of George Rogers Clark High School, Winchester, Kentucky. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin with me. We've got boys basketball action tonight in the Cardinals, undefeated in their first four games of the season with a 4-0 mark. They are hosting the Harrison County Thoroughbreds, and the Thoroughbreds come in with a record of 2-3. The Thoroughbreds came out of the season. They won their first two ball games of the year by pretty good margins. They beat West Jessamine at home and beat a very good Lincoln County team out of the 12th region, both those teams out of the 12th region. But they have dropped three in a row after losing a one-point overtime in Moore High School. They have dropped their last two ball games. So they won their first two. They have lost three in a row. They're coached by Terrence Brooks. He's in his fourth season at Harrison County. Previously, I'm going to refer to Bobby. I believe he was the head coach at Paris High School, correct?
Paris High School for the better part of a decade, if not more, and did a tremendous job with the talent that he had on hand.
Well, and he was called over to Harrison County. Now, last year, they thought they had the team, Bobby. They were 27-7 as a club last year. They won a game in the region tournament. Gone are the likes of the 6'5" J.D. Kendall. Yeah. They're going to be without the services of Caden Custard, who is injured with a broken hand, and 6'11 Will Furnish graduated early or forego that last year of eligibility, and he's in college. So this team is to be 2-3 right now, pretty good, thinking all that firepower is gone.
Well, but you consider, I think that Caden Custard broke his hand upon the conclusion of that one-point loss. And since then, he has not played their last two games, and they have been less than two possession games both, and they've lost 27 points of their offense.
Sure.
Because he's out till mid-January. So just a tremendous blow to their ability to really, really be even more competitive than they have been, and that's very unfortunate.
Yeah, Caden Custard, the beginning of the year, coaches poll, and 13 out of 18 coaches voting in this, he was a top three player in the 10th region. So Terrence Brooks trying to piece this team together and keep them encouraged. 27-7 last season, a region tournament semifinalist. He had a good squad. He went 20-9 and 11-11 in his seasons as a three-year coaching stint at Harrison County. Terrence Brooks, yeah, now 60-30 overall. You know, he was hired to come in here, Bobby. You talked about a decade of success, a competitive play at Paris. He was hired after Harrison County went 5-25 one year, and they hadn't had a winning season in 5 years. So yeah, they wanted to turn it around.
Well, they turned it around, and he certainly has the credentials to do it. And yet, I guess you could say unfortunate for him,
yes,
that the last couple of years that there's been a team called George Rogers Clark,
right,
in their region, because the two times that they met last year, they were handled quite easily by the Cardinals. And yet, in every other game, they either won or were very close. So
yes,
very, very good coach, very, very competitive. He knows his X's and O's, and he'll do what he can to keep this team together, despite the fact that later in the month, they're going to Lexington Catholic to play in that panorama. And so their hands are going to be full and tested.
The last time I'm looking, Harrison County beat GRC. It was back in the 13th of January, 2015. That was a 62-55 thoroughbred win. George Rogers Clark under head coach Josh Cook, he's 9-0 versus Harrison County. But anything can happen, and that's why we play these games. Both teams out on the floor going through the warm-ups. Pep band is here, and cheerleaders on the floor, crowd filtering in. Looks to be a good night for high school basketball. We will take a two-minute timeout when we come back. More pregame right here on WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
This is Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Market President for Citizens Bank of Kentucky. The little things make all the difference. A friendly smile when you walk in the door. A kind voice on our side of the line when you call. The convenience of online and mobile banking. Meeting your business banking needs in a timely fashion. It's the little things we do at Citizens Bank of Kentucky that sets us apart. Stop in today to learn what we can do for you.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app.
Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Seven minutes away from tip-off, it's George Rogers Clark boys with a 4-0 record taking on Harrison County and the Thoroughbreds with a record of 2-3. We were talking about Harrison County coming into the first break. Let's talk about GRC. Bobby Baldwin here with me. I'm Joel Bennett. And the Cardinals averaging 75 points per game, Bobby, what jumps out at me, 50% field goal shooting from the floor. They're getting some good opportunities off of turnovers, and they share the ball. They take the high-percentage shot.
Yes, that's what basically leads to 50% shooting, because if you are being guarded on every possession down the court and the defense is set, it's very, very difficult to get that wide-open look, yes, much less make it. But when you're in transition with four errors coming on one end and you're the recipient of the ball on the other, you can take it down there. You're either going to make layups or you're going to drive the lane and hit somebody spotted up on the arc, and he's going to get a good look, and these kids can shoot. So consequently, you've got a 50% field goal average, yes, and 40 from three, and that's strong.
Yeah, that's good floor shooting. And just to underscore what Bobby said, these guys, most of their baskets off of assists. So at least 50% of their baskets coming off of assists. So they're finding the proper player. Four starters in double figures, Bobby. We've got a fifth guy that's averaging 7-8 points, four to five rebounds a game, takes charges, guards the other team's toughest guy. Coach Cook's playing nine guys in the first half in the rotation.
Well, and he's got the complement of players to do so, and that way he's keeping his kids fresh, giving them a couple of minute blow when necessary, and given the fact that they've been comfortably ahead by and large. He's been able to do that, and yet in that first game, he went nine deep because he had to, because Campbell County gave them all they wanted, and they were able to survive that one, which was great.
Sure was, and Cards have been on a roll ever since. Right. They are 4-0 on this season. They are the head coach of Josh Cook, who is winning 81% of his basketball games that he's coached at GRC. He has 194 wins at GRC with only 45 losses, 309 wins as a coach. They've had four region titles in a row, a state championship, and a state runner-up. Strong GRC basketball program. Latest rankings, Bobby, got them listed down around number 14 in the state.
Well, I think that's very appropriate. They may not be top 5, 6, 7, or 8, but he's got a lethal group out there who collectively, six or seven of them playing in particular, play well together, and if they had just a little more size in the post, they could very well be up in that top five. But, any, you know, big deal. Shoot, let's go play, because as long as these kids play together, anything's possible. So being in the top 15 is a feather in their cap at this stage.
You have Great Crossing listed at number one. We'll see them later. They, Great Crossing, in 1 week, defeated Frederick Douglass by six and also took out Ballard High School all in the same week. So
good
they're
week.
The number one. But, you know, Warren Central, last year's champ, they're 0-4.
Yeah.
And I don't see Kate Unseld in the lineup. So high school basketball, you could be just a turned ankle or a little romance problem away from you know, being 4-0 or 0-4.
0-4, that's right. Well, it's a new year, and the two teams have clashed for the state high school championship the last couple of years. Each one won, both at the buzzer by and large, and yet it appears that of the two teams, GRC's come out one heck of a lot stronger in year three than the Dragons from Warren Central. But again, this is December.
Yep, and it all comes down to March. That's true. GRC coming back out on the floor. Harrison County provides the competition. Bobby and I will step aside for the final 2-minute break. We come back, we'll have more pregame to follow right here on WWKY.
Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
As the holiday season sparkles with joy, Clark Regional Medical Center wishes you and your loved ones warmth and happiness. For any medical needs during this time, the dedicated team at Clark is here for you. For more information, visit clarkregional.org. Stay safe and enjoy the festivities. And remember, you can always count on Clark.
High school basketball straight ahead. Both teams to the respective benches. We've got TV coverage. We're bringing you radio coverage right here from WWKY. We're going to pause, step aside again for our final break. When we come back, we'll have opening tip-off starting lineups, game action, all straight ahead on your home for GRC Sports, WWKY. Back.
On behalf of Superintendent.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting, everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation has something for everyone. Stop by and try a new group fitness class. Go for a swim in one of their two heated indoor pools. Take a lap around their rubberized walking track. And those are just a few examples of the activities you'll find at Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation. Like them on Facebook and learn more about what Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation can offer you and your family today. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation, 15 Wheeler Avenue.
At Traditional Bank, our business is growing yours. That's why we combine smart technology to manage your everyday banking needs with really smart people to back it up. Our local team helps you see beyond today and plan for a greater tomorrow, offering support the whole way through. We champion your vision, guide your growth, and back your dreams. When it comes to your business, who you bank with matters. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
High school basketball, George Roger Clark taking on Harrison County. Let's go to the public address.
Thoroughbreds from Harrison County High School. At guard, a 5'6 senior, number 2, Damond LaRue. At guard, a 5'9 senior, number 3, Mason Smiley. At guard, a 5'9 senior, number 13, Elijah Harris. At forward, a 6'1 senior, number 20, Garrett Wilson. And at forward, a 6'2 senior, number 25, Braxton Grubb. Head coach of the Thoroughbreds, Terrence Brooks. And now, let's hear it for your George Rogers Clark Cardinals! At guard, a 5'10 senior, number 3, Rayshon Hampton! At guard, a 5'9 sophomore, number 5, Malachi Ashford. At forward, a 6'5 freshman, number 11, Montez Gay. At guard, a 6'2 senior, number 12, J.P. Gaines. And at guard, a 6'2 senior, number 13, Breland Morrison.
head coach of the Cardinals, Mr. Josh Cook.
That's our starters for tonight's game. GRC, the home team, 4-0 on this early part of the season, midway through December, approaching the midpoint. Harrison County, 2-3 overall. They won their first two games. They have dropped their last three in a row. If you're just tuning in, Bobby and I addressed at the pregame, gone to graduation, the likes of 6'5 J.D. Kendall. Gone also to graduation a year early, 6'11 Will Furnish, and then the senior Caden Custard not able to play tonight with a broken hand. So this is a different Harrison County team, but GRC's tipping it off, and the Cardinals have the ball to begin the game. Man-to-man defense employed by Harrison County as Rayshon Hampton has it on the right wing. Straightaway gains. Left side, Morrison has it. Ball fake by Rayshon Hampton. Got deep, elevated, and scored.
Got the position on LaRue, Damon LaRue, and put it up under the basket with the assist coming from the top.
Wilson in trouble for Harrison County, leaves it over. Drop it baseline there to Grubb. Grubb throws it to Wilson. He got pinned under the goal, in trouble to Harris. Now straight away with it, they go to LaRue. LaRue bounce pass off the right of the circle, holding the ball is Harris. They send Wilson cutting through, and they pop out Grubb. Smiley tried to get it. Ashford overplaying there. They're keeping the ball away from Smiley. Smiley tries to cut. Ashford shut him down. Straight away to Grubb. Trying to post up Ashford with Smiley. They can't do it. So perimeter passing by Harrison County as they're trying to exploit the GRC guard and try to get him a little inverted post action. But Ashford holding his own. Smiley not yet to touch it. Still hasn't gotten it. Grubb, he's in trouble. Gaines tightens up, and Gaines creates an opportunity that Ashford with a steal. Right side, Gay, straight away to Ashford again. Malachi pulls it out. Bobby, a lot of times defense, you show some impatience there.
Well, they did, and yet they were certainly trying to get something but weren't able to.
No post action there. As Hampton shoots a three off the back iron, high kicker, Gaines battling, but Grubb comes away with it for the Thoroughbreds. Straight away, now angling off, and Wilson keeps a dribble. They throw it out to LaRue, reverse it, left side. Smiley has it, trying to post up their guards on the blocks, but GRC fighting through the screens. Harris is double team. Gaines and Hampton clamp down on him. Someone's open. That's Smiley. He shoots a three, and it rims off. Rebound cleared by Gay. Montez Gay, leading rebounder on the season. Two-hand chest pass. Drop it baseline. Morrison elevates, scores. Three passes, 2 points, Bob.
Got that pass from the foul line extended to the low block. Cards up four zip here.
Harrison County breaking the press. Trailing is Harris. Right of the circle, drives the lane. Ball fake put up. Gaines blocked his shot, but may have got him in the process. That foul will be on J.P., his first, team first. And there has not been a game, Bobby, where J.P. Gaines hasn't had three fouls or more. He plays physical.
Well, he has to, because generally speaking, he is trying to cover their toughest opposition offensive player. And to do that at his size, he has to play strong.
Yeah, and that's usually a backcourt or frontline player. Right. Either way, you know, at 6'2", he's a versatile guy. Free throw missed by Harris. He has another one coming. He averages 13.5 points on the year, and he goes 1 of 2 at the line. Harrison County now on the board. It's a 4-1 card lead. 5.5 to go here in the first quarter. Ashford running a point. Backdoor cut. Beautiful bounce pass. Put it in. That's a rim by Hampton.
Boy, I tell you what, Hampton left LaRue.
Nice little back
in there.
Nice backdoor cut. They were on the same page. Harrison County breaks the pressure. Garrett Wilson, mid-range jumper, passed it up. Skip it over to the right side. Harris, three ball fakes, drives in. Gay sends it back at him. Here's Ashford, 2-on-2, looking, dishing. Scoring is Morrison.
2-on-1, and they were able to dish it across the lane for the assist and the deuce.
Foul at midcourt, and Breland Morrison fouling Garrett Wilson, the 6'1 senior for Harrison County. Morrison picks up his first, team second of the quarter. Cards up 8-1. And of the four baskets, Malachi Ashford with three assists. Throw it in the backcourt, and Ashford with a steal. Reverse layup, couldn't finish, tipped by Hampton, he got it in.
Follow the play, that's what that pressure full court will do.
They throw it the length of the court, Garrett Wilson elevates and puts it up and in. Gaines had his position in there, but Wilson, he's a senior. This Harrison County team, all upperclassmen.
All seniors starting.
Breland Morrison, 17-footer straight away, back iron too strong, Grubb with a rebound. Cards up, 10-3, here comes Harrison County. Wilson got a step on the baseline, reverse layup, too strong. Montez Gay had the rebound, and he tried to come out dribbling, dribbled it off a teammate's foot, and it'll go back over to Harrison County.
Cards active early, offensively, defensively, getting good looks from assists, and commanding 10-3 lead here midway through the first.
Garrett Wilson takes the inbound pass right in front of the Cardinal bench. Coach Josh Cook standing up, hands clasped behind his back. He's watching his team with a run and jump. Wilson makes himself available. Pull up 12-footer straight away. Too strong. Harris rebound. His follow up and in on a second chance putback.
Coach Cook says, I don't like that. He's going to take a TO and talk about it.
So we get a full timeout called midway through this first quarter. Cards up 10-5. Back in 1 minute.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Back to play after the timeout. Teams exchange baskets. Here's Montez Gay stepping into a three and hitting it. Another assist for Malachi Ashford. His third, make it his fourth in this quarter. Cards up 15-7. Wilson, give and go. Got it from Grubbs and stuck it in.
Once they break through that Cardinal pressure, they've got numbers, and they've been able to convert a couple of times, but more often than not, the Cards have stopped that.
Play as old as basketball itself, give and go, and that's what Wilson did. Gave it up, cut to the goal, and scored. Here's Rayshon Hampton, right of the circle, bounce pass, high post, J.P. Gaines. Into the lane, double pump, bank shot, had a good angle, didn't go down. Wilson throws it in the front court for Harrison County. Thoroughbreds with the ball. Smiley yet to get off a shot. Now he's trying to drive. Rayshon Hampton on the switch off. Partially blocked. Coming away with it's Gay. Throw it down to the right side. Rayshon Hampton crossover dribble. Skip it to Ashford. His first three rimmed out. Fight for the ball out of bounds. It was Grubb and Wilson battling each other. It will stay with GRC as Coach Cook makes his standard substitutions here in the first quarter. Eli Craig, Maddox Campbell come in, and he pulls out a couple of frontline players, Breland Morrison and J.P. Gaines. Ashford to inbound it, looking, needs help. Craig's first touch of the ball, it's a three, and he shot it flat, and it's off the back iron. Going the other way, Harrison County. They want to hold up and look for numbers. Thoroughbreds with the ball, approaching 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. On the right wing, Grubb has it, flashing across the lane. Harris got it, two ball fakes, shut down on the blocks, has to throw it out for a reset. LaRue dribbling out on top, Ashford picked his pocket, driving in, shooting, missed it, followed by Campbell, didn't get it. Campbell got his own rebound, he's blocked and put to the floor. A big man that checked in, Justin Craycraft, 6'6", 265, he put him to the floor.
Malachi Ashford has Reed Shepherd quick hands, and he got another pilfer at midcourt and took it strong, didn't get it, but Cards rewarded by following it up and getting fouled.
Campbell at the free throw line for GRC. He rattles home a free throw. A guy that don't know that he was factored in as sixth man at the beginning of the year. May have been, but I got to think he's played his way into that role, Bobby, with 4 points or three rebounds a game and playing tough defense.
He wouldn't be out there if he hadn't. Let's put it that way.
So I agree with you. I'm thinking he probably came into the season trying to get in the rotation. Now he's a sixth guy.
Well, and he'll stay there as long as he continues to contribute, which thus far he has certainly done.
It's like he's having a coy conversation. Guy's kind of laughing. He and Big Craycraft, 6'6 and 260. They get it to that big guy, and Maddox Campbell fouls him. So maybe he said, hey, guy, you put me to the floor, I'm going to get you this time. I doubt they were saying that, but Campbell did foul him.
Got a good, nice pass across the lane there to him. Once they broke through the pressure and, again, had the two-on-one, Maddox got the ball, but he got the arm as well.
Craycraft's, he shoots it too hard. He's averaging 8 points per game. One's off the back
iron. Yeah, I think he's new. He's only played in one game thus far, but 8 points, four rebounds. He's going to help their squad, I would think.
Oh, absolutely.
Got to.
Yeah, I can find a place for him. He's 6'6", 265. You know, those guys aren't walking down the hallways all the time at school. If they are, you see them. Here's Hampton with a long three, left wing. Wilson in a run out off the miss, drives the rim, put it up and put it in. I tell you what, he challenged GRC and he took it coast to coast. And Wilson got the basket. He'll go to the line. Rayshon fouled him. And all of a sudden, you got a five-point game with Wilson trying to cut into it.
Rayshon tried to measure him. He was out against him and went up after he went up and got him with the body as he missed the block attempt.
Free throw attempt is made.
Down to a four-point margin here.
Here's Craig. Swinging around Hampton straight away to Ashcraft. Craig has it left wing, high post, into the paint. Montez Gay shot, little leaner, blocked by Craycraft. Gay trying with a strip behind, but there's Ashford with his second steal and a running layup that's good.
Yeah, credit the assist by Gay from behind. He got just enough of a back tap to create a little havoc, and Ashford was able to be the recipient of it.
Inside a minute, clock rolling. Five different Cardinals have scored. They throw it into Craycraft, taken away there by Maddox Campbell. Lead pass to Ashford. Ashford, skip it over to Craig. Open three, left corner, off the rim. Weak side rebound, Craycraft has it. For Harrison County. Cards 1 of 6 from behind the arc. Leading 19-13. Smiley, who's been shut down in this first quarter, goes over to Harris. Harris, blow-by move, put it up. Weak side defense didn't arrive, and it's more offensive board work by Harrison County. Coach Cook doesn't like that. He's summoning the players up off the bench. Harris trying to bully his way down inside. A lot of posturing as he and Eli Craig are engaged down on the right blocks. Foul on Craig, his first, team fifth.
Yeah, Cards bringing in three reserves there, which means we'll have two shots coming for Elijah Harris. His team trailing by six here with 12 seconds left in the first quarter.
Harrison County is a team 3 of 5 at the foul line, and Harris is 1 of 2. His free throw is up, and he got the roll. So some second chance scoring and an offensive board work. That's going to bring some players back in. Hampton Taylor in for his first action. Second free throw made by Harris. Cards have 12 seconds. Gaines back in. Ashford, 2 points and 4 assists and 2 steals. Has the ball between the circle. 7 on the clock. Hampton, he'll let it go at the 5-second mark and hit it. He's got 7 in the quarter, or make that 9.
How about that?
And here's one at midcourt. That's a 3 that's answered by Elijah Harris.
1-3 deserves another 3. A nice comeback by the Thoroughbreds, who trailed by 10 early. They've trimmed it to 4 here after 1.
Well, the Cards thought they had a bigger lead, but it's 22-18. Second quarter play coming up after this brief 30-second break.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sport side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your adventure. Start your adventure at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Cardinals lead here at the end of the first quarter, 22-18. Five different Cardinals have scored. 9 points, Rayshon Hampton. 2 points, Malachi Ashford with two steals, four assists. And also 5 points for Montez Day with a block shot. 4 points for Breland Morrison. Maddox Campbell, 2 of 2 at the line. We'll see who Coach Cook sends out on the floor. Second quarter, it's going to be Hampton Taylor, Eli Craig, Malachi Ashford, Breland Morrison, Rashawn Hampton for GRC. It'll be Harrison County with the basketball. Thoroughbreds hanging in there. They're down by only 4 despite 5 turnovers in that first quarter. Run and jump. Right now, Harrison trouble. Not real good spacing by Harrison County, and that's evident. They turn it over. Had 3 players clustered at midcourt, the sideline, and a double team.
Rayshon got a paw in there and knocked it off of a knee, so Cards ball here early in the second.
Look on the jumbotron, Bobby. Who are those two guys? Here's a shot by Breland Morrison. Good from the left wing.
Couple of unknowns.
Morrison hits a 3 off of a Hampton pass that time. Rayshon with an assist to go with his 9 points. Harrison County in the front court. GRC turning up the defense. It's a run and jump. Skip pass left side. Drop it down to Craycraft. He can't get a shot off. New guy in the game, Jayshon Lewis. And Lewis turns it over. Steal by Hampton to Morrison. Got it at the rim.
Boy, they are just pesky. Whoever has the ball and those quick hands are causing chaos.
9 points for Breland Morrison. Here's a double team. And a steal by Rashawn Hampton. Hampton, he has a back tip deflection, and he turns it over. 3-on-2. Hook a pass over, and Hamp Taylor hustling back foils what looked to be a sure basket for the Thoroughbreds.
Cards back up, tying their biggest lead of the game here. Just under 7 minutes to go. They're up 27-18.
It'll be possession 2. Harrison County, couple of players coming back in that were starters, LaRue and also Bragg. Grubb. Grubb takes this pass, gains on him. JP up tight. They go right side over with LaRue. He's double teamed. Gaines and Morrison on the double team. Drop it in there to Grubb. Ball fake, put it up in the paint. And Hampton Taylor, the guilty party, looks over at the bench and he knew he had fouled.
Ball fake, got him up in the air, but he certainly didn't let the offensive player get it up over the rim. If you're going to foul, make it work.
And Grubb's free throw is good, although it bounced all around the rim.
Took a trip.
Montez Gay in and Hampton Taylor coming out. Coach Cook having a brief word with his point guard, Malachi Ashford. Coach Terrence Brooks for the Thoroughbreds. Watching his team put it up and in off a rebounded miss. Mason Smiley, his first bucket. 27-21, Cards with the ball and the lead. Perimeter passing by GRC. A little bit of a zone right now, 1-3-1 by Harrison County. And Coach Cook sees that it's a 1-3 zone. Coach Brooks changing it up on the first possession. Time called. It's a 30-second timeout. Bobby's got a message he'll share with you.
Equip yourself with the best deals of the year during New Holland's Value Bonanza. Going on now at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Get 0% financing for 60 months or choose big cash back on select mid-range tractors, including Workmaster Utility Power Star. Whatever the task, these versatile tractors get the job done. Work smarter with year-end value bonanza savings at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Stop in today. Offer ends December 31st.
Thank you, Bobby. We'll see coaching 101, the team with the lead, when they call a timeout. The other coach usually changes something.
Even though
he had a 1-3-1 earlier. And, he's going to stay. Looks like stay with a 1-3-1. They drop it baseline. Morrison on the blocks to Gay. Kick it back out. Little inside out. Morrison with a drive. Missed it at the rim. Kept alive by Gay, but Grubb with a good block off for Harrison County. And the Thoroughbreds get the ball.
Good ball rotation by the Cards. Morrison got a good look right in front of the basket. Just didn't go, but you get shots that close and you're going to be in good shape.
Here comes GRC, 1-2-2, three-quarter press. They'll trap out of it. Ashford and Breland Morrison all over Wilson, who just throws it and going to the floor is Harris, and he's got to scramble around to get it. Poor spacing, but driving in is Wilson. He missed at the rim, and Gay with a rebound. Lead pass to Morrison. Ball fake. He let Harris fly by, and then Morrison put it up and in. He's in double figures with 11. Cards with 8 fast break points.
29-21. They are pilfering that ball tonight.
17-footer. That's good by Garrett Wilson on a turnaround jumper. He has 9 in the game for Harrison County. Cards with the ball up 6. 5.5 to go here in the second quarter. Ashford hands it off. And Harrison County staying in the zone. The 1-3-1, throw it on the baseline. Morrison, power move. He got one dribble, got separation, elevated and scored.
Yeah, Braxton Grubb didn't want to pick up that foul, so he just pretty much put those arms straight up under the goal, and Morrison made him pay the price.
Here's Smiley driving in. His runner is missed. J.P. Gaines had the rebound, and then it's tied up in the backcourt. Jump ball as Harris slipped in there to tie him up. And right now, Abram Howard comes in. Malachi Ashford gets a breather. Ashford averaging 20 points per game. He's only got 2 points in this game, but 3 steals, 4 assists, and a nice floor game. That tells a whole tale right there.
Facilitator personified so far tonight.
Time called by Harrison County calls a 30-second timeout. We'll be back after this brief message.
Where do you turn when you or a loved one needs specialized care, such as prescription delivery, oxygen, and hospital equipment? At HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, they've been Clark County's reliable source for health care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment has been serving Winchester since 1982. They're a trusted member of the healthcare community for all needs. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, hcapharmacy.net.
Well, the Cardinals have on the floor after this timeout Montez Gay, Roshan Hampton, Breland Morrison, J.P. Gaines, and with the ball, Abram Howard. Harrison County staying in the zone. Howard had a 3, passed it up. They go to Morrison. He's had the hot hand. This time it rolls off. Gaines tried to battle big 6'6 Craycraft, who checked back in after the timeout. Couldn't do it. Here comes Harrison County. GRC picking them up man-to-man. Smiley's had a tough go of it. On the right wing, they pass it over to Harris. Screen down, pop out the big man. He's standing top of the key, not even in the paint. Now he slides down, bullies his way in. Jump hook in the lane. He hit the back iron. Breland Morrison giving up 4 inches and about 80 pounds, but Craycraft helped him out and just missed the jump hook.
Yeah, it was right in front. It came off the back iron, and in an attempt to get it, he deflected it out of bounds. But good effort, good play, just a missed shot.
Midway through the second quarter, Cards with the ball, up 31-23. Howard with a pass over to Rayshon Hampton. In rhythm, three, got it. You know, when you square your feet and it's in rhythm, it just looks good, Bobby.
Biggest lead of the game. He had time to set himself, and Cards up 11.
Pressure defense. Harrison County breaks it. Ball faked by English. Can't get a shot off. Smiley says, I will. He shot a 3, top of the key, and hit it. They're looking for him, but GRC shut him down until then.
Well, extra pass helps, and the pass from the wing to the top, he had time to set and do what Rayshon had just done.
Abram Howard, 15-footer straight away at the foul line, missed it. Montez Gay got it, tried to lean in with an up and under against the big man for Harrison County, and a foul called. That'll be the second on Craycraft.
Now, that's a pretty big foul there for the Thoroughbreds.
Two free throws coming for Montez Gay.
Montez did a good job of tracking that rebound down and took it up with the ball fake and got the foul call.
And free throw bounces off. He's averaging 12 points per game at the free throw line. 60% free throw shooter. He missed that one. He's got another one coming. Gone are the likes of a 1-1. We just don't see those in high school basketball now, as you got fouls by the quarter and you shoot two. Supposed to help the flow and rhythm of the game. Gay puts that one up and in. Going the other way with it. Here's Smiley with his second three-point shot in as many trips. Missed it. Ashford, who checked in at the free throws by Gay, has the ball. Skip it over to Morrison. Launches a three left wing. Not there. Getting the rebound. LaRue has it for Harrison County. Pass in the front court. Wilson caught it on the right wing, and they said he traveled. He didn't offer much of an opposition. A good sport there as Wilson just handed it to the official.
Shuffle those feet in an attempt to go from right to left, and an inadvertent error.
Yeah, just Coach Brooks asking for an explanation. Nothing nasty. Just said, I didn't see it. Here's a running one-hander by Ashford that rims off. J.P. Gaines goes to the boards, and he had the rebound, hit the floor. They call him for traveling. Didn't know that he had it long enough for possession. He is shaken up, gets up and walking off the floor, batting his eyes, and Rayshawn Hampton trying to console him, but Gaines says, I'm ready to go. 3 minutes to play before half.
Well, what an effort going up for that board.
Here's Wilson, dribbles into a double team, leaves it for LaRue, right side of the floor. Into Wilson, driving, shooting, scoring. He got in the paint, and he flipped it up and put it in. And Coach Cook, he's barking right now. He didn't like that. They did not stop the ball. In double figures is Wilson, 35-28. Cards leading Harrison County back after this brief 30-second break.
Home and auto insurance from Kentucky Farm Bureau. They just go together. They go together like grandmas and cookies, like suits and ties, like stars and stripes, like rhythm and blues, like country and western, like puppies and chewed up sneakers. We've all been there, am I right? Save when you bundle your home and auto insurance. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
I'm Lauren Bink-Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
35-28, Cardinals leading. A lot of games across the state tonight. Last night, some games. J-Town over Spencer County by two. Lexington Catholic blows away Tate's Creek. Madison Southern, top 25 team. They win by three over Fern Creek in Louisville. Scott High School, 20-point win over Walton Verona. Woodford County, top 25 team. They have a 52-49 win on the road at Anderson County. Here we are at our game. It's 35-28. Cards with the ball and the lead. Hampton, backdoor cut to Gay. Found him. Montez adjusted with a left-hand finish.
Boy, I tell you what, that was great hands there for that assist.
Harrison County, left side of the floor, straight away to Smiley. Smiley gets a screen, pick and roll, Wilson covered. J.P. Gaines slides over and takes him. Craig now out on top on LaRue. Throw it baseline, left side. Smiley let two cutters come. Grubb sets a screen, can't rub him off as Hampton slides through. Grubb looking, Wilson calling for it in the post. He's got 11 points in the game. He's moving a lot without the ball, but J.P. Gaines following him closely. Smiley, he's got a five count on him, got rid of it to Grubb. Grubb couldn't handle it. Clock still rolling, driving in Grubb, reverse layup, tried to find something, but Gay with a rebound, his fifth. Throw it over to Ashford, left side to Hampton, driving, looking, Gaines, trails, put it up and in.
He took that ball from the wing to the middle and found the cutter.
Six different cards have scored. Three-point shot launched and missed. J.P. Gaines up above everyone for the rebound. He's tied up in the backcourt on a triple team, and they call a foul. That's going to be on Braxton Grubb, his first, team second. And with a minute 36 to go here before halftime, Cards leading 39-28. Craycraft comes back in. Grubb goes out. Cards have on the floor Ashford, Gay, Hampton, Gaines, and Eli Craig. Six different Cardinals have scored in this game. All five starters have a bucket. All five starters have either an assist or a rebound. Team ball, that's what they say.
Yeah, they have shared it for sure and all worked hard defensively as well.
I like your red sweater, Bob.
Thank you. Yeah.
And we've got a foul. J.P. Gaines taking the charge. And right now, Harris, they call it on Elijah Harris, his first. Team six and intentional foul. He put J.P. Gaines to the floor on a screen that Gaines was offering, so the Cards will get two shots and the ball. And Coach Cook's going to send Malachi Ashford to the foul line. Why not? He's made 14 out of 15.
Yeah, and you've got finally now Coach Brooks saying something here. He's been very stoic until Ashford went to the line. He's a very, very calm, demeanored coach, but received the explanation he was asked.
Yeah, he's saying, hey, you can't have that guy shooting it. I want the man that was involved in the play. So J.P. Gaines will go to the free throw line. J.P. will shoot the free throws for GRC.
He knows all about Malachi.
60% free throw shooter on the season. First one is up and good. Gaines has 3 points in the contest, all here in the second quarter. He's got another one coming.
Up to their biggest lead here.
And that's at 12, looking to add to it, and J.P. makes both free throws. And it'll be GRC with a basketball, and the official telling Coach Cook, let's break it up. We need the ball inbounded. Coach Cook taking the time to talk to his team. Back into the ballgame, Breland Morrison replacing Craig. So this Card starting five's in with a minute 24 to play here in halftime. And it's turned over, a rare miscue by Ashford as he threw it away on the inbounds. Open is Harris. He shoots the three, can't make it. Wilson kept it alive, but there's Rayshon Hampton. Three on two to Morrison. Layup good.
When you run the floor, you are rewarded when the pass is there, and we also had Harm with the goal.
Craig Craft, that is his third.
Wow.
So 6'6 senior Craig Craft, his third to fourth on Harrison County as a team, and Breland Morrison, he has 15 points in the ballgame, 11 here in the second quarter, and as you said, Bobby, running the floor, getting nice assist from Rayshon Hampton on at least a couple of occasions. He can't complete the three-point play. But with a minute to go before halftime, Cards with a 43-28 lead. Harrison County with a ball. GRC staying man-to-man. Out with it, LaRue. Left side to Garrett Wilson. These guys have played every minute in this first half. Wilson and Smiley. They look for Smiley, but he's had a different man on him every trip down the floor. Screen down, pop out, Grubb. Grubb trying to move. J.P. Gaines shut him down left of the circle. Spacing not good by the thoroughbred, so Harris drives in. Leaves a soft pass over to LaRue, and responding is Morris. So the Cards have played defense and taken 30 seconds off this clock. Cut to the basket. Now pull-up jumper, left elbow by Garrett Wilson. That's missed, and Montez Gay with a rebound number six. He throws a pass that Wilt Chamberlain couldn't pull down, and it's going to go back to Harrison County. Boy, he got up there, though.
Oh, yeah, he leaped to the sky, and yet I think he may have had what Coach Calipari would call beer muscles.
Yeah.
He threw that one into the rafters.
Into the rafters, buddy. He was wanting another fast break. 12 seconds, clock rolling. Driving in, Wilson lost it. Picked up by Harrison County. Clock at 8. I think LaRue, he's not even aware. 4 on the clock. He picked up his dribble 40 feet from the goal. Here's a throw up at the horn, and it's missed. They just launched a 3 and didn't get a good shot at halftime. Not a lot of court awareness. GRC leading here at halftime by a score of 43-28. 43-28, your score. Cardinals leading Harrison County in boys action. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We will take a 2-minute timeout when we come back. Halftime show that will include game scoring, stats, and summary. All that coming up on your home for GRC Sports, WWKY.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field?
Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Brown County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
High school basketball here at the GRC Arena, the beautiful GRC Arena. We've had a little bit of everything going here at this ball game tonight. We've had cheerleaders doing a floor cheer. We've got the dance team out here, pep band going, as basketball is a featured event. The boys winning here over Harrison County at halftime, 43-28. Started off, Bobby, I thought it was going to be GRC having their way, but Coach Brooks, he's been on the sidelines for a while. He knows how to get a team ready, and being undermanned, he gave up, gave them a pretty good tussle. First quarter ended 22-18, right. And it wasn't until about 3 minutes to go before halftime we had that double-digit lead.
Right. Yes. At the 2:49 mark of the second quarter, the Cards were up seven. Harrison County staying just attached enough to be dangerous, and then it could be that the depth played a factor, but for the rest of the quarter, the visitors went scoreless. The Cards scored 8 points, and they went from a 7-point to a 15-point lead here at intermission, and depth can prevail more often than not when you really have the numbers and the intensity involved in the contest.
The GRC team, again, leading 22-18 at the end of the first quarter. Six different Cardinals had scored, or make that five Cardinals had scored in the first quarter. Coach Cook, again, holding true to form. He played nine guys in that first half of play. The Cardinals leading here at halftime, 43-28. A look at some of the team numbers. GRC shoots 4 of 10 from behind the arc. Harrison County, 2 of 7 in three-point shooting. Turnovers in the game, 9 committed by Harrison County, 5 miscues on GRC. Second chance scoring, a 6-4 edge to the Cardinals. Fast break scoring, 12-4. GRC winning there. And, boy, they are running the break very well. 5 of 7 at the free throw line, GRC, 6 of 9, Harrison County. I guess, Bobby, what jumps out at you, the 12-4 edge and fast break scoring.
Well, sure, when you've got the
easy shots, I won't say easy, but high percentage shots.
Well, yeah, once you turn people over out in the open court and are going the other way, more often than not, it may not be an easy shot, but it is a good shot, and you usually have trailers to boot.
Yes.
So if you miss initially, then you may have the follow put back there, and just very, very excellent pressure defense by the Cards. Those good quick hands, they move very well laterally. They have been trapping the ball at times, and they've been beaten a few times. But when you look at a 43-28 halftime intermission, they have certainly had the better of it thus far.
Yeah, you got two steals for Malachi Ashford, two for Rashawn Hampton, one for Montez Gay, and one for J.P. Gaines. So the entire team being active from backcourt to front line.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have individual scoring and stats. More of that coming up in 1 minute on your halftime show here, WWKY.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Here we come as we're at halftime. It's 43-28. Tommy running aboard, playing a little sharp-dressed man. What about him, Hayes? Bobby's got this cardinal red sweater on. Hayes gives him thumbs up on style points.
Well, I tell you what, when you've got a good team, you have to
support it.
You have to be stylistic along with it. Quality breeds quality, and I've got a young bride who dresses me to the hilt.
Yeah, I tell you, no question about that. I had a Win City t-shirt last week on, but individually, the Cardinals winning here at halftime, leading 43-28 individually for Harrison County. 11 points in the first half for the 6'1 senior Garrett Wilson. 8 points for Elijah Harris, all those in the first quarter. 5 points for Mason Smiley, those all in the second quarter. 3 points for Braxton Grubb, 1 point for Justin Craycraft. Jashawn Lewis and Damon LaRue both played but failed to score in the first half. For GRC, 15 points in the first half for Breland Morrison, as he had 11 of those in the second quarter, and a lot of those on fast breaks in trailing plays. 12 points in the game for Rashawn Hampton. He's hit 2 3-point shots. 8 points for Montez Gay to go along with 6 rebounds and a blocked shot. He also has a steal. 4 points for J.P. Gaines in the ballgame. 2 points for Malachi Ashford, along with 2 steals and 4 assists. You got 2 points for Maddox Campbell, both at the foul line. Other Cardinal players, Eli Craig, Abram Howard, and Hampton Taylor all played but failed to score. Cards come out of the locker room. Haven't seen Harrison County yet. Big lineup of high school basketball tonight. Fifth region, couple of undefeateds. Elizabethtown at Adair County. You've got Bourbon County hosting Bluegrass United Homeschool. Pendleton County at Bracken County. Lafayette plays at Bryan Station. Campbell County hosting Highlands. Bowling Green, a top 5 team at Christian County. That ought to be a good one out west. Mm-hmm. Montgomery County playing across the line here over at Frederick Douglass High School tonight. Henderson County hosting University Heights. Couple of big teams there. Eastern High School at Henry Clay, Paul Lawrence Dunbar at Lexington Christian. You got McCracken County out of the second region hosting Mayfield. Nicholas County, they play at Paris tonight. Pikeville hosting Ashland Blazer. 12th region battle. Countywide there, it's Wayne County at Pulaski County. Scott County hosting Madison Central. And a top 15 team, Cooper High School at Simon Kenton. Bardstown at an undefeated and number 12 rank, Washington County. Great Crossing, the number 1 team in the state, playing at Western Hills. We'll take our final 30-second break when we come back. Second half play coming your way after this brief message.
Home is the very best thing about the holidays at Furniture World Superstore. Spread some joy here, spruce things up there. Save a whole lot of money on beautiful furniture that adds sparkle in every room and comfortable mattresses. Plus, no interest for up to 2 years. See store for details. Happy holidays from Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the Old Liquor World Building.
Second half play about to get underway. The Cardinals leading 43-28, and GRC shooting a high percentage from the floor, and they're getting good shots on the fast break transition play. They come into this ball game shooting over 50% from the floor and 40 from three and almost 70 at the foul line. And Bobby, they just got good players that complement each other.
When you share the ball, good things happen. And yep. Thus far, they have had a great opening to their season, having won their first four and having a good lead here at intermission. But Coach Brooks has had a chance to rest his troops, and let's see how they respond here in half number two.
It'll be Harrison County with the basketball. The Cardinals, a GRC leading 43-28. Ashford, Morrison, Hampton, Gaines, and Gay on the floor for the Cardinals. Man-to-man by GRC. Harris between the circles. They bring out Big Craycraft. He's 25, 30 feet from the rim. Now he tries to bully his way down into the paint. He's calling for it, but Grubb double-teamed out on top. They go on the baseline with Smiley. His shot put up and blocked by J.P. Gaines. Gaines between the leg dribble gives it to Rayshon Hampton, and Rayshon knows Smiley's on his hip because J.P. told him, and now he defers to Malachi Ashford between the circle. Man-to-man now by Harrison County. Showed a little 1-3-1 at one point in time.
Yeah, we hit a couple threes.
Yeah, and then that'll bring you out of it. It allows your team to maybe get some good rebounding position. But if you're making shots, there's no rebound. Turnaround shot by Montez Gay, mid-range jumper just inside the right elbow. And he's got double figures with 10 points tonight.
Looked like Tanner Walton on that one
sure
a couple of years ago.
Oh, man. A guy, you get it to him at the foul line, anything could happen. A score, a pass, a pick, anything. Perimeter passing by Harrison County. They go on the blocks, and LaRue kicks it back out to Craycraft. They go right side of the circle to Smiley. They run LaRue through there, and there's a steal by Breland Morrison. Lead pass to Rayshon Hampton. Got it at the rim.
Morrison to Hampton. Hampton just outran the defense and got a half a step, and that's all he needed. Cards up 19.
Harris splits a double team, then runs into trouble in the block, but rebound put up and in by Craycraft.
Yeah, it took them quite a while, but they finally broke the ice, getting from 28 points at the 257 mark of the first half.
They drop it on the baseline. Montez Gay, tough angle. He shot it from 10 behind the backboard. Gaines got the rebound, tried to save it, and threw it away. Here's Harris. He puts up a bank shot, and he got it in. Elevated over the shorter Ashford as Harris got his first bucket since the first quarter of play. He's in double figures with 10. Ashford with a ball fake. Finds Morrison. A three-point shot that's missed. Weak side rebound taken there by Smiley for Harrison County. Cards with a 47-32 lead with 5.5 to go here in the third. Harris leaves it out on top for LaRue. Two players cut through. Nothing there. They bring the big out between the circles. Now Grubb has it. Takes it from Craycraft. Perimeter passing by Harrison County. Left side they go with it. Flashing across Grubb. Nothing there. GRC going man-to-man. They work it down on the right baseline. And GRC playing tough man-to-man. High post pass. Then they throw it down into Craycraft, who takes J.P. Gaines to the floor. In wrestling, you get a point for that on a takedown. Here you might get a foul. Gaines undercut him, no doubt, but then Craycraft. He just kind of.
He fell on him.
He just kind of suplexed him on down, didn't he? Huh?
Well, the thing about it is J.P. holding his own against a much bigger, stronger player, and one of the last times down court, he not only blocked him, he picked the ball out of the air on that steal.
Grubb has it on the inbound pass over to Wilson. Wilson, who's been their leading scorer in this first half. He's a veteran player. He has it beyond the arc. They go now to Smiley. They try to get Grubb in there, and JP switched off, and Gaines deflects it away.
Active defensively.
A minute taken off this clock, and Harrison County yet to get a shot off. They step out there with a big guy. Gaines steps out on Craycraft. Craycraft wants to hand it off. Gaines got in the passing lanes, deflects it, and here comes Grubb. Grubb with a loose ball driving in. Oh. Gaines blocked his shot. Craycraft missed at the rim. Gay with a rebound. His outlet to Ashford. Lob pass to Morrison. Couldn't finish at the rim. Pulling it away now is Harris. Going the other way. Three on three. Harris to Smiley. Smiley knocked away by Gaines. Picked up by Morrison. In a foot race. Finger roll not there. He didn't have a good bank angle. He wanted to dunk it, but Harris was on his hip step for step. Turnover will put the Cards at the line, though.
Excellent defense by both squads, running the floor as hard as they can. Cards were unable to convert, as were the Thoroughbreds, but Breland at the line, trying to add to his game-leading total of points.
He missed his only free throw, and that was completing a three-point play attempt. We're midway through the third quarter. Cards up 15. And Morris, this time his free throw is on the money. Horn sounds and don't see anybody coming in for either club. Are they? Maybe, yeah, they're taking Craycraft off. And they're bringing LaRue back in as Morrison makes both free throws. Here comes GRC with a press. Gay on the front end of that 1-2-2 full court. Wilson in trouble and Ashford with a reach-in foul as Wilson hit the deck.
Yeah, that's one of the few mistakes he makes defensively. Normally, he is very savvy and stays in front of his man, but that time he got a little active with his hands and whacked the ball away and was caught.
LaRue over to Harris, bluffs a three. Cards playing a run and jump. Backdoor pass. So JP's really been active defensively.
Yeah,
got a deflection there.
He knows how to scour that low mid block range.
Inbound pass from Harrison County underneath their goal. They get it in. The Cards stay man to man. Grubb, he's picked up his dribble. Nothing there. Ashford with a good cover on Harris. So they bring over LaRue. One of his shots, a rare one, and he missed everything, and that air ball hit the baseline. It'll be possession two. GRC, LaRue hadn't taken many shots, and that one woefully short.
Well, surprising because he had time to square and didn't even come close on that one.
Here's Ashford off a high ball screen from Grant Gaines. Backdoor cut. Gay to Morrison, who missed on the dunk. Got it, put it up and in, and we'll go with an and one. Montez Gay grinning ear to ear, kind of like, I feel you, man. You needed that offensive board in the and one.
Yeah, he figured he would take two shots to get it in and have the three-point opportunity and cause Montez to lose an assist.
There you go.
But what a play.
Free throw good by Morrison as he completes a three-point play here. He now has 20 in the game. That's a season high for him. As the Cardinals leading by 20 now with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's a skip pass picked up by Morrison. Lead pass to Hampton over to Gay at the rim. Put it in.
Cards have asserted themselves up 22 here.
Yeah, I really think Harrison County a little weary, man. They're tired. Coach Brooks sees that. He calls a timeout. Bobby's got a message he'll share.
Equip yourself with the best deals of the year during New Holland's Value Bonanza. Going on now at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Get 0% financing for 60 months or choose big cash back on select mid-range tractors, including Workmaster Utility Power Star. Whatever the task, these versatile tractors get the job done. Work smarter with year-end value bonanza savings at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Stop in today. Offer ends December 31st, and trust me, they've got a crew there who will meet your needs.
Horn sounds, 3:02 to go in this ball game as the Cardinals leading 54-32. We've going to have Cardinal Connection tomorrow night. That'll be live at the Golden Corral, 7 p.m. Head coach Josh Cook, who is sending his team back out on the floor, is expected to be our guest. if he's not foundered. Do you know what foundered is, Bobby? I guess where you eat too much. They're going to have him at Rotary tomorrow at noon. So he's going to be the best fed guy in the GRC school system. He eats at Golden Corral and over there with Neely tomorrow.
He'll be fine.
He'll be ready to go, won't he?
He will.
The runner put up and missed by Smiley and no one back. Here's a lob and a dunk. Rayshon Hampton with 5 assists and Montez Gay with an easy slam dunk. Harris leans in. Morrison fouls him. But the Cardinals, nobody back, having fun with it.
Yeah, when you're 2-0, you can name your shot. And when you've got Montez and Rayshon, both of whom are excellent leapers, one being 6'5", he can go up and grab it and throw it down.
Harris at the free throw line for Harrison County, and he makes a free throw there. Only two baskets in this third quarter by the Thoroughbreds. We've got 2:41 to play in the third quarter. They're a tired team.
They are.
Coach Brooks trying to play who he can play. Rebound put back by Grubb, and J.P. Gaines blocks it from behind, but Gaines will pick up his third foul, which is pretty much his average on the season.
I tell you what, now, J.P. Gaines, by and large, can be called an energizer bunny because he is taking them on, the big guys on that low block, and giving up all that weight, and yet he is up there to contest any and everything.
It'll be Grubb at the free throw line for the Thoroughbreds, and he rattles that one in. Grubb is 2-for-3 at the free throw stripe. Craycraft coming in, and Elijah Harris getting a breather, and again, much needed. Again, these backcourt players for Harrison County, Smiley, Harris, and LaRue, they have been put to the test by the likes of Hampton and Ashford. Second free throw made as well by Grubb. Harrison County drops back, and GRC attacking. Running it into front court is Ashford. Malachi gets a high ball screen, goes over to Montez Gay. Gay with the runner, blocked there by Craycraft at 6'6". Hands it off to Garrett Wilson, fires it in the front court. Right wing with it, Smiley. Smiley driving in, jump stop, cut off by Gay. Nothing going, finds Wilson. Wilson double team, he's in trouble. He flips it out to LaRue. LaRue back into Craycraft, trying to create his space in there, and he does. He's got some potential. I see Brooks talking to him on the sideline, and if he gets in condition, he can help him.
Well, he already is.
Yeah. Here's Hampton. Rashawn with a quick release. Missed the shot, and Garrett Wilson pulls away the missed 10-footer. Wilson crosses over. Got to the right side. Drew contact from Morrison with that crossover dribble. And he will go to the free throw line. Breland Morrison with his second foul. Team fifth. That's a third on Morrison.
That will send Wilson to the line.
Wilson will shoot 2 free throws. He is 1-of-1 at the line. He's got 11 points in the game and now make it 12. He got all of his points in the first half as he scored here with more than 6:15 gone in the third quarter. Ashford, Gaines, and Morrison go out. Eli Craig, Gunnar Woods, and Maddox Campbell in. Those three will join Montez Gay and Rashawn Hampton there. Missed free throw. Garrett Wilson attacked the rim on a rebound putback, and he's fouled by Maddox Campbell, his second. Team already at the fifth foul.
You know, when that free throw hangs on the rim like that, the inside position all of a sudden has mistimed the jump, and the offensive team can grab it and put it back up, and that's exactly what happened.
Wilson makes a free throw. He's got another one coming. 56-39, Cardinals leading the Thoroughbreds of Harrison County, and this free throw missed. And Montez Gay, working on a double-double, jerks down the rebound. Hands it off to Rashawn Hampton, runs into front court, over to Gunnar Woods. His first touch of the ball, he finds Craig. Long three by Eli Craig, came off the curl, missed that one. Rebounded by Bragg. Cards 0-for-2 from three in this third quarter. Shot 4-of-10 in the first half. Perimeter passing by Harrison County. GRC going man-to-man. Now they're matching up. Gunnar Woods out on top. Montez Gay comes out. He'll take Wilson. He steps up, tightens up the pressure. Switch off to Smiley. Gay sliding with him. Smiley attacks. Pull up 12-footer. Got it.
Nice play there. Good move.
Yeah, why take it in there and let the big guy get you? He pulled up, shot the mid-range shot. Rashawn Hampton fired it from three and hit it.
Well, that broke a big string there of consecutive points by the Thoroughbreds.
Driving all the way down is Harris. Hands it off to Craycraft, and Maddox Campbell blocks him. Craycraft will go to the foul line. Now they say the foul is on Hampton, his second. Stops the clock with 39 seconds to play in the third. Cards with a 59-41 lead. Craycraft is one of two at the free throw line. He has 5 points in the game. A couple of block shots. This free throw is too strong. He has one more coming. His coach, Terrence Brooks, talks to his players. Another free throw on its way, and this one rolls off. Tipped around. Eli Craig has the rebound for GRC. Cardinals have the ball and the lead. 30 seconds. Clock rolling here in the third. Gunner Woods angles off to the left. Gets a screen. They drop it baseline. Montez Gay catch and shoot a three. Missed it short, and Garrett Wilson with a rebound. Shot that a little early in the clock.
And he didn't really look like he had his legs under him when he let it go.
Yeah, now with 15 seconds, Harrison County, they have the ball. Of course, it's a big lead.
Yeah.
Here's a long three that's off the back iron. Garrett Wilson playing his heart out. He puts it up and misses. Tries to tip his own shot back up. Can't do it, but he kept it alive. And it'll stay with Harrison County under their goal with 2.5 seconds to play in the third. Yeah, Garrett Wilson playing his heart out.
He played
a lot of minutes. He's 6'1", and he's got to play wing and post both. Smiley not aware of the clock, and a shot blocked by Maddox Campbell at the horn, and that'll do it. Three quarters of play in the book. GRC leading at the end of three quarters of play. 59-41 over Harrison County. Bobby and I'll be back in 1 minute. Fourth and final quarter coming your way right here on WWKY.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, 606-780-1387. I know you're tired of the overwhelming Medicare phone calls and mailers. Joe Nameless does not know Medicare, but we do. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a no-cost or obligation review. Call us at 606-780-1387.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
Boys high school basketball action. George Rogers Clark Cardinals leading the Harrison County Thoroughbreds 59-41. The lowest scoring quarter we've had, Bobby. Only three guys scored in that third quarter for the Cardinals, but still maintain a good lead.
Well, they gave up 9 straight points there in about a minute and 40 seconds and had a 24 lead cut to 15, but the three got it back up there to an 18-point lead. So they're doing fine.
Here's a long three by Malachi Ashford, and he rattles it home. His first three-point shot of the game, he's shot one other three, but he nailed that one. Only 5 points in the game by Ashford, but his value cannot be measured by that alone. Here's Rashawn Hampton with a steal. Running layup, missed at the rim. Breland Morrison crashed the boards. Eli Craig sticking his nose in the business. And he comes away with the ball and draws a foul. Again, Harrison County a little undermanned. That may be an understatement, yeah. But they're battling. And they're going to say jump ball, give it to Harrison County.
Well, no question about it. Again, the Cards on a run out, but there was some defense there and just happened to miss the shot. But both teams still playing hard.
Here's a run and jump, and Harris runs it into the front court. Now he's in a double team with Grubb. Grubb goes high post to Wilson. Wilson left to the lane. Has it knocked away. Smiley picks it up. Skip pass broken up by Morrison. And again, Wilson doing all he can to try to get it back for his team, and they call traveling on GRC. So a hustle play by Garrett Wilson. These guys have played a lot of minutes.
They played a lot of minutes, and Breland with
pressure minutes.
Yeah.
Pressured minutes.
Good effort by Breland on that one, trying to get the complete steal, but instead got called for a walk. But both teams really leaving it out on the floor.
Double team on Smiley, knocked away by Hampton. Lead pass to Ashford. Malachi at the rim, put it in, and he's fouled hard by Smiley at the rim, and Ashford will go there for an and one.
Yeah, that was a pretty hard one there, and came down on him pretty hard with that arm. Malachi went to the floor pretty hard, but he sprung right back up, so evidently is okay.
Got to be durable.
Yeah, maybe he'll see a bruise tomorrow.
Yeah, he's growing a lot, man. Since a middle schooler playing varsity ball against bigger, older guys, and Ashford makes a free throw, and just a fantastic free throw shooting on the season. He is now 15 out of 16.
Yeah,
fabulous. On the season. Here, Garrett Wilson, he caught it and took off with a running start, and not saying anything to the official, but expressing his displeasure with shaking his head. He's called for a turnover, his second walk of the game, and the Cards will bring it up. Leading 65-41, GRC with the ball and that big lead. On the wing, Rayshon had it knocked away, and here's a shot blocked by Morrison, picked back up and put in by Harris. So the Cards with a rare turnover, and the shot put up and in by Harrison County. Craig with it, over to Ashford, bluffs the three. He is going to shoot him out of that range. Maddox Campbell mishandles it, goes to Rayshon Hampton, shot the three with Harris right in his face.
He can be lethal at any time, anywhere.
Campbell just bobbled the ball and said, here, take it, Rayshon. And Harris flying at him, and Rayshon buried it. Here's Harris. He wants to try to do something of his own, and he gave a ball fake, got a step on Ashford. Malachi fouls him, his second. That'll be the team first of this fourth quarter.
Yeah, Malachi tried to track him down, but that step was quick enough to where he couldn't quite get to back to him.
Maddox Campbell, Eli Craig come out. Montez Gay and Hamp Taylor go in. So Cards going with a little bigger lineup. Hand it off to here's top of the key.
There we go.
Three. It's up and in by Elijah Harris. His second three.
On the floor. It'll be 30-second.
30-second timeout called. We are 2 minutes deep here in the fourth quarter. 68-46. Cardinals leading back after this brief 30-second break.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
It'll be Cardinals ball. Montez Gay, Malachi Ashford, Rayshon Hampton, Breland Morrison, and Hampton Taylor in the game for GRC. 20 points for Hampton, 20 points for Morrison. 14 for Gay. Big three for GRC. Hampton goes high post to Gay, drop it baseline, and Morrison is sandwiched between Craig Kraft and Wilson, and he'll go to the line. That foul will be take your pick. They're going to put it on Wilson, his first. That's a second in the fourth quarter.
Quick pass from the top to the wing, and then the bounce into the middle, and then the cut from the baseline. That time, the Thoroughbreds were able to at least get to it to where they could block it and cause a foul as opposed to giving a wide open baseline layup.
Morrison makes both free throws, so he has now made four in a row at the free throw line after missing his first attempt on a three-point play. It's a 70-46 lead for the Cardinals. Here's Harrison County. They break the pressure, driving in. Harris puts a shot up. Hamp Taylor blocks it. Craig Kraft got it. Missed at the rim. Got it right back. Lowered his shoulder with a power dribble. He leaned into the 6'3 junior Hampton. Taylor, and Hamp Taylor will pick up the foul, his second, team second. And if you're going to play in a game and you need toughened up, this is the contest.
Well, I tell you what, he blocked him on that first attempt, but Craig Kraft a little bigger. He got it back.
Yeah, when you're 6'6 and 268, and he's flashing across the lane, they just didn't see him there. I don't know how they missed him. Big as he is. Harris passes. Now they go high post to Wilson. His shot blocked at the foul line by Gay. His third block. Rebound taken by Harris. He and Morrison go rolling on the floor, and both those guys get up. Nothing chippy there. Just a hard, tough play. Fourth foul on Morrison. Team third, and he's another guy that doesn't get cheated on fouls. He's got five. He uses most of them every game.
Yeah, but just make sure that you've earned them.
Perimeter passing by the Thoroughbreds. They keep it on their end. Hand it off to LaRue, who's double-teamed. Got rid of it to Wilson. In the paint. Kicks it out. Harris, a lot of dribbling, a lot of posturing. Knocked away by Hamp Taylor. Picked up by Morrison. Hampton's released. Rashawn, easy layup the other end.
Yeah, Morrison to Rashawn. There's another steal.
Another steal, this time by Gay. Montez leads a 3-on-2. Tried a Euro step, but Smiley got in his way. How dare you, Smiley? Montez had a Euro step planned out from the left wing, but he couldn't get there, and the Cards give it back to the Thoroughbreds.
Yeah, it just shows that Harrison County is still playing. They jumped back in there and created a problem there and a resulting turnover.
Coach Cook takes a seat at the end of the Cardinal bench after standing most of this game. Now he's talking to assistant Bryce Combs on the bench there with him. Lead pass into Smiley. Pull up 15-footer. Straight away. Rolled off the rim. And Hampton Taylor blocking off Big Craycraft. And Craycraft picks up the foul. That's going to be his fourth. Team third. Now Coach Cook up again talking to the same official as his Cardinal team leading 72-46 with 4:20 to go, bring the ball up the floor. Zone defense, 2-3 zone now by Harrison County. Gay has it, leave it for Hampton Taylor. Little high-low action, and Hamp Taylor rolled with a left hand.
Pass to the baseline corner, and Hamp blew in from the top, got the pass, got the deuce.
Glad he scored.
That's exactly right.
Biggest. Here's an errant pass. I guess in tennis that's an unforced error. They just threw it away, they being Harrison County.
Biggest lead of the game here. The four-minute mark of the fourth. Cards up 28.
Malachi Ashford dribbles into the double team. It's a 2-3 zone. Now he has it between the circle, looking, passes left wing. Morrison straight away to Ashford. Skip it right side to high post to Hampton Taylor. Shovels it off to Gay. Rashawn Hampton double team. Now to Hamp Taylor. Over to Ashford. Malachi driving in. Kicks it out. Left baseline. Breland Morrison passed up a shot. Drives in. Missed the runner and rebounded by Wilson. Garrett Wilson being pesky and bothered by Ashford. Throws a bad pass. That's deflected and stolen by Gay. Lead pass to Morrison. Shot good at the rim.
And we've got a 30-point lead here and a timeout on the floor.
The Cardinals have 24 of their 76 points on fast break layups. A full timeout called by Harrison County. We'll take a one-minute break. More to come after these messages.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
This is Dr. Barry Williams, licensed pediatrician and director for Sterling Healthcare's school-based health program, serving more than 11,000 students and staff members in schools throughout Montgomery, Powell, Bourbon, and Nicholas counties. Along with coordinator Casey Razor and our team of talented professionals, we are honored to work alongside educators and school staff in these schools to provide added peace of mind about your child's well-being at school. Sterling Healthcare, we're here and at school for your family.
16 to play in this basketball game. The Cardinals of George Rogers Park leading here at halftime by a score of 76-46. It'll be possession two, Harrison County. With the ball now, GRC playing man-to-man. Going a little 2-3, excuse me. They have Craig, Howard, Taylor, Gaines, and Maddox in the game. Out on top at the elbow, it's Howard and Craig. Here's a three-point shot launched by Smiley. Weeks out rebound, pulled down by J.P. Gaines. Throws the outlet to Abram Howard. Down the right side, he races in the front court. Goes over to Eli Craig. Craig back to Howard, right side to Gaines. Drop it baseline. Campbell to Taylor and put it up and in. Second time he's rolled down the lane, Bobby, and been a recipient. And once on the left side, this time the right.
Those two juniors working in tandem after the pass.
Three-point shot put up and in by Harris. He's got two threes here in the fourth quarter. Three for the game. Cards perimeter passing. Both teams playing a zone. High post to Hampton. Shovel it off to Howard. Gaines has it. Right side. Skip it left to Craig. Raises for a three off the rim. Crashing the boards. Hamp Taylor got the rebounded miss. He'll go to the line as he got fouled on the rebound putback.
Right place, right time. But when you turn box out and the ball comes your way, that rebound is yours.
Craycraft has just fouled out, so the big guy, 6'6", 268, he goes out of the game, and Braxton Grubb will come in. Yeah, I mean, there's potential there. You want a guy like that on your team. Size, toughness, he plays a little edgy. Hampton Taylor rolled off that free throw. His season high so far, 4 points, both in this quarter, both on shots down the side of the lane. After it went to the baseline, they found him in the high post. And Taylor makes the second free throw.
49-79, 2 minutes left.
Walking the ball up, Harrison County. Cardinals have Gunner Woods in the game right now. Craig and Howard playing at the elbow in the 2-3. In the middle is Hamp Taylor. Campbell and Woods on the wing. Blocked shot by Maddox Campbell. They try to throw the run out, and the Cards turn it back over, give it to Harrison County, and a drive to the basket results in a foul. The officials confirm. They're going to call that one on Gunner Woods.
Foul is on.
More often than not, that one-handed long pass is not going to work unless it's wide open.
Smiley at the free throw line. They looked to try to establish him on the perimeter early, but GRC ran him quite a bit. He's got 7 points in the game, but he's had to work for every shot he's gotten.
Averaging 14 coming in, so he was their leading scorer entering the contest since Custard is on the sideline.
Checking in, it's Chase Pace as Maddox Campbell comes out, and Smiley goes 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Pace, Taylor, Craig, Woods, and Howard on the floor. Throw it out to Howard. He's got one of the best shooting percentages on the season. He's a guy that never gets in a hurry. He plays point guard on the JV team, which doubled up Harrison County tonight in a home win.
Lewis, that is his first.
Foul is called on Jashawn Lewis. His first, that's 5 team fouls, and Abram Howard makes the free throw. He's got another one coming. Howard's a nice shooting point guard. It's what you like is a guy that he never seems like he's in a hurry, Bobby. He's very calculated in how he runs the offense. He makes both free throws here. Minute and a half to play. Cards with an 81-50 lead. Harrison County, not good spacing at all. They throw it into Garrett Wilson, triple team out there to LaRue. He missed a three. Wilson with a rebound. He throws a pass into traffic and a reach-in foul by Smiley. Evidently, play on. They hand it back. Woods passes up a three. Left side to Craig. Eli throws it over. Straight away to Howard, right side to Pace. Here's a three-point shot put up off the front of the rim. That shot missed by Abram Howard. With inside a minute and the clock rolling, here comes Harrison County. Wild shot put up, nothing there. Strip and a takeaway by Pace. Lead pass to Eli Craig. Running layup, good.
Nice job, Pace to Craig down the lane. 83-50 here inside the final 30.
Harrison County comes into the front court, and Smiley just trying to get what he can get. Shoots a little floater off the left of the lane that is knocked out of bounds by Grubb. And, I mean, Harrison County's still battling. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Wilson and Smiley, those guys have played just about every minute of this game. Howard gets a high ball screen by Hemp Taylor, and here's a steal by Wilson. Garrett Wilson tried a behind-the-back dribble. It was foiled by Howard. Grubb got it, put it up. Shot blocked by Hemp Taylor out of bounds. It'll be staying with Harrison County. Cardinals team as a team blocking six shots tonight.
They sure have. They have been most active defensively.
Smiley steps into a three. He's tired. That barely drew iron. Comes out. And they throw it into the post. Hamp Taylor knocked it away, and that'll do it. Horn sounds in a final. George Rogers Clark with a win here at home, and a big win at that. They win by a 33-point margin. It's 83-50. The final as the Cards move to 5-0. Harrison County, they dropped to 2-3. They have now lost four in a row after winning their opening two. We will take a two-minute timeout. Bobby and I'll be back after a two-minute break. We have post-game show that will include game summary, comments, and stats. All that straight ahead. Back after this.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained. The staff is wonderful and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
Before a nice crowd here at the beautiful GRC Arena, the Cardinals boys team treats the fans to a nice win tonight, 83-50 over Harrison County. George Rogers Clark pushes their record to 5-0 on the season, while Harrison County, they go to 2-4 as they have dropped their last four after winning their opening two. In this ball game, GRC, again, on track to score a lot of points, and they do. They led 22-18 at the end of the first quarter. Harrison County playing tough and hanging close. Second quarter had a little bit of a had a cut down inside of double digits, but they went in 43-28 at halftime. And then third quarter, not as much scoring, but fourth quarter they picked it up and won going away. They never trailed in this game, Bobby, but I'll say this for Terrence Brooks. players. The score didn't seem like a 33-point runaway. I mean, his guys played a lot of minutes, and they played hard, a lot of seniors.
Well, that's exactly right. They basically, their first six players are seniors. He had those kids ready to play tonight, and they certainly left it out on the floor. They had it down to a 15-point deficit inside the final minute of the third quarter. But at that point in time, they were pretty much spent and ran out of juice, so to speak, and wound up with only 50 points for the game. And the Cards just sort of ran away in that final quarter, outscoring them 24-9 to make this what appeared to be a blowout. But it was really a very competitive game by and large, given the fact that the Cards had that lead early on, basically 15 points at the half. But the team they were playing was very, very competitive and played to the hilt all the way to the end.
They did. They gave an effort, but the Cardinals just a lot of scoring, yeah, and too much to overcome. Sure. As GRC forced 20 turnovers in this game, and they blocked 7 shots, and they scored 26 points of their 83 in fast break scoring. So when you turn them over 20 times and 20 turnovers converted to 26 points, you're playing some good basketball.
Absolutely.
Looking at some of the team numbers here in the ball game, the Cardinals, they go 7 of 18 from three-point shooting, 4 of 15 for Harrison County. Turnovers in the game, 20 committed by the Thoroughbreds. GRC committed 11 in the game. Second chance scoring, it was a 10-9 edge for GRC. Second chance scoring, quite a lopsided number there, 26-4 in favor of GRC in fast break transition points. At the foul line, the Cardinals shoot very, very strongly. 14 of 17 free throw shooting, 9 of 10 in the second half. For Harrison County, they were 12 of 21 at the foul line. Individually, for the Thoroughbreds, they got 19 points from Elijah Harris, 13 from Garrett Wilson. Those two guys played a lot of minutes. They were really spent, as Bobby told you in his game summary. 8 points for Mason Smiley. They tried to establish him early. Malachi Ashford shut him down. Malachi only had 2 points in the first half, but chose to focus on defense and passing. He did have 4 assists in the first half as well. So 8 for Mason Smiley, 5 points each for Braxton Grubb and the big man Craycraft. You also had Lewis and LaRue both played but failed to score. For the Cardinals, of George Rogers Clark, 24 points in the game for Breland Morrison. He made his last 5 free throws in a row. He also had a 3-point shot in the game, 15 for him. 22 points for Rayshon Hampton in the game. Rayshon hit 4 3-point shots. Other double-figure scoring, 14 for Montez Gay. Gay also blocked 4 shots in this game and had a team high in rebounding as well. Other scoring, 8 points for Malachi Ashford. You had 4 points for J.P. Gaines. Scoring for the Cardinals, 5 points for Hampton Taylor, all in the fourth quarter. 2 points scored each by Eli Craig and Abram Howard, along with Maddox Campbell. Gunnar Woods, Chase Pace both played but failed to score. Cards win 83-50. Bobby and I'll be back in 1 minute. Wrap it up here at the GRC Arena. Back in a minute.
Attention, small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
In In front of a good crowd, George Rogers Clark Cardinal boys basketball team treats the fans to an 83-50 win. They never trailed in this game. They push a record to 5-0. Up here with us, head coach Josh Cook. His team just defeated a very competitive Harrison County team. They're heavy senior laden coach. They had guys that played a lot of minutes. They tried to compete the best they could.
Yeah. No, and they're one of their better teams in their region. So, they're physical, they're strong, they can do a great job on the glass. And it was good for us to face a team of size that mixed up some zones and made us have to make some decisions where it wasn't comfortable for us. And it was, I was glad to see Mally. He done a good job of adjusting his game and getting some guys involved. It was great for us to learn from this experience and continue to get better.
You're listening to head coach Josh Cook. Harrison County, a little undermanned personnel-wise in this ball game, but they competed. They tried to get Mason Smiley. They tried to establish him early, running him off curls, down screens, and all. Malachi Ashford picked him up. While Malachi only had 2 points in the first half, he focused on defense. He had 5 assists and 3 steals and shut down Smiley.
Yeah, he can really guard. The thing we're trying to get better at is using our what we have to our advantage. And it's not our length this year against a big team like that. We want to use our quickness and crowd space. And not really read, but be there to disrupt, make them make decisions. And Malachi is a great anticipator at reading a certain action or reading a ball handler and seeing which way he wants to go. And he can really, he can get under somebody. He's going to make you feel very uncomfortable with your dribble. So, that's a credit to him. I know that's something that, we're going to challenge him on to get better. But, it's awesome to have a guy who your point is your leading scorer who, we saw his own tonight. So, obviously he's got to, from the top, he's got to find other guys to make shots and make plays. And we were very unselfish in transition. And, that's probably my most pleasing thing tonight.
Oh, yeah. And you had, in the first half alone, you had 3 players that had four assists and 3 steals. So Hampton, Ashford, Morrison, and Gay all got it done. And Montez blocked in the ballgame. He blocked 4 shots. You had 7 or 8 blocks as a team. So, like you said, while you may not have the length, you're crowding the paint.
Yeah, and we are long at spots. But they're probably a bigger basketball team. I think the past 2 games we've played teams that are bigger than us overall. So you got to use your quickness and anticipation to make plays and deflections, which if we'll do that, it gives us a chance to make a play and get out and run, and that which is where, obviously our strength.
Well, what coach is like, you're listening to head coach Josh Cook, you turned him over 20 times in the game. You had a 26-4 edge in fast break scoring, and those are high percentage shots. Not easy shots. A lot of times they're contested, and you can get fouled on an and one. But 26-4 in fast break points, your team was 9 of 10 at the foul line second half. Those are things coaches like.
Yeah, in a game, we're not getting to the free throw line a ton. So, I want to – that's something we're trying to. I know we shoot a lot of jump shots, but we're trying to get there. We got some guys that shoot a high percentage, so the more we can be aggressive and get to the rim, it gets the foul. Those are easy points I hope we can make.
Well, his front line gave him some depth tonight. J.P. Gaines, Maddox Campbell, Hamp Taylor, along with Montez Gay. You had some guys on the back line that got some minutes. Montez, double-double night, blocked 4 shots. What you're getting there. But the other guy's coming in filling the role.
Yeah, and that's what it's about. We're still trying to figure some things out. It's more about role. I can define your role to you, but you need to accept it and do what's best for your team. And that's still, we're 5 games in, and we got guys that we're trying to need to understand that. And the guys that don't, we have to be maybe in the next man. Like, it might be next man up. Like, we got to step up there and do our job to the best of the ability, because at the end of the day, guys, everybody wants to score and everybody wants to play, but you got to do your job to the best ability because that's what benefits the team. And I'm a team-focused guy, and that's what we're going to continue to do.
How he can get teenagers to understand that, Bobby?
Doesn't mean everybody does.
Yeah, he's got that daughter. Yeah. He's got her under control, so he can handle these kids.
Well, it's taking everything he's got, I'm sure. Hey, you're going to be with us tomorrow for Golden Corral, Cardinal
sir.
Connection?
Yes, sir.
But before that, I hear you got a date with Rotary. You're going to be the best-fed guy in Clark County you eat with Neely at noon and then come eat with us at Golden Corral.
I'll be asleep by 8:30, guys.
You're going to be on the training table by then.
Yeah, I probably
you won't be asleep because your little daughter will still be up.
he'll be well fed, well nursed. Coach Cook's been our guest again. Coach's comments, his team wins 83-50. We'll see you tomorrow night, Coach, and pick this up.
Thank you.
All right, head coach Josh Cook with a win, and again, 83-50. Bobby, that's going to do it for us. Cards win tonight. Perfect on the season at 5-0. We'll have him on tomorrow evening at the Golden Corral. That'll start at 7.
Look forward to it.
So that's going to do it from George Rogers Clark High School. Hayes McMakin, onside engineer, back at the station. Tommy Mullen, producer, thank you so much. Well-run tight board. Bobby Baldwin beside me. I'm Joel Bennett. Until tomorrow night, thanks for listening. So long.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.